Israel is defiantly intensifying its expansionist policy on occupied Palestinian lands. An Israeli municipal committee gave preliminary approval for the construction of over 240 new settler units in Ramat in the occupied West Bank. It also approved advanced plans for building 270 other units in the same area. The land is part of the region Palestinians want as their independent state. Tel Aviv has long defied international calls for an immediate halt to its settlement construction. On Wednesday, Israel gave final approval to the construction of hundreds of other units. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is a political commentator, and he is joining us live now from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shonman, at this time, it seems essentially that a Palestinian state seems to be a far dream because it's essentially Israel keeps building in those very areas where a state, according to the PA, wants to be built. How do you feel about that?
Well, those are the actual circumstances on the ground, because the Zionist state has always maintained its intention to capture control of all of Palestine, from Hebron to the Galilee, without exception since 1948, since the Nakba. That has been the intent. And as you see, on a daily basis, they expand their settlements, they fragment the Palestinian land, they deny the entitlement of the Palestinian people to their land, to their cities, to their towns, their villages, to their crops, to their water, to every resource that's on the territory. The expansion into Har Homa and to the areas that are part of East Jerusalem are a blatant demonstration of Israeli intent. And the irony of all this is that, of course, all the signatories to these various United Nations agreements understand and even assert that these are illegal occupations on the part of the Zionist state, but they continue to sustain Israel with financial support and with military support on an escalating scale all the time. So basically what we have here is a Zionist leadership and a Zionist apparatus with impunity to do what it wants as it wants. And consequently, all of the resolutions and demands and protestations aside, on the ground, the sustainers of the Israeli state, particularly the United States and the European powers, will continue to support it financially and militarily, even as they expand on an ever-increasing basis their occupation of all Palestinian land.
So then, Mr. Shonman, what needs to be done then going forward at this time, or are we beyond that?
Well, I mean, the movement on the ground internationally is very clear. There's a vast and growing movement to cut all contact with the Israeli state, trade to the Israeli state. The boycott movement is gaining momentum. In every country in the world, the populations are mobilizing in defense of the Palestinian people, and the isolation of the Zionist state has never been more complete. It's a tremendous problem for the U.S. policy, because the U.S. Make noises about favoring the limited Palestinian state in areas of the West Bank, but they on the ground give every support to what in practice the Zionists are doing to make that a physical impossibility. So the only response that can be made to this situation is that a struggle for the removal of the Zionist state on the part of the peoples of the world has to intensify. The people of Palestine will never be free as long as a colonial settler state remains in control of their land and their future, and that cannot be changed except by the removal of such a regime by the population itself, and every part of the world must be engaged in support of that legitimate process of self-determination and the struggle for liberation on the part of the Palestinian people. We saw it clearly with the Algerian Revolution. No one hesitated with respect to the people of South Africa to overthrow the apartheid regime. It was true in southern Rhodesia. It's part of a long-standing anti-colonial struggle that is a fundamental aspect of democratic and basic rights for people, and that is no less true, in fact, never more so clearly at issue as it is in the case of Palestine. The Zionist state will never yield in its attempts to destroy the Palestinian people and to remove them from their land and from history, and every time we speak, we see more evidence of that reality. They have to be resisted, they have to be removed, and that there's no alternative to struggle.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is speaking to us live from Berkeley.